Israel is hailing Tuesday's White House summit between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Barack Obama as a success. After more than a year of strained relations over Israeli settlement expansion, both leaders went out of their way to stress that bilateral ties are back on track. Mr. Obama supported Israel's demand to move to direct peace talks with the Palestinians after 2 months of indirect negotiations. Israeli President Shimon Peres says that is an important step in the right direction. Mr. Peres said that after a long period of stagnation, the peace process is getting a boost. Israel believes that direct talks are the only way to resolve the thorniest issues of the conflict, such as the status of Jerusalem, Palestinian refugees, and the final borders of a Palestinian state. But Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Barakat says direct talks would be premature because of Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
The direct negotiation is in the hand of Prime Minister Netanyahu. It's up to him. He has the choice. If Israel will stop settlement activities, we will have them. We will have direct negotiations.
The Palestinians say Israel's partial freeze on settlement construction is not enough. The 10-month freeze is due to end in September, and Mr. Netanyahu is under pressure from hawkish coalition partners not to renew it. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.